You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, on this Thursday morning, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock, springtime. I know it's a little cool out there today and for the next few days, but you probably noticed more motorcycles on the road, and yeah, they'll be around for the next several months. And why not? May is Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month. We want to talk a little bit more about that with Motorcycle Safety Foundation rider coach and motorcycle safety expert, Andrea Yu. Andrea, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. Let's start this conversation not with, you know, being on a motorcycle is dangerous, but being on a motorcycle is fun. You're a cyclist. How'd you get into it?
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted a more fun way to commute. So I decided, you know what, motorcycles looks like a lot of fun. You're really, you know, part of the ride, part of the journey. Get all your senses activated just to do that one thing. So that's how I started.
And I think
20 plus years now.
And I think a lot of people are thinking about, if they don't already have a motorcycle, using that motorcycle more to save on gas, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's not only exhilarating to ride a motorcycle, it can be very economical because some motorcycles and scooters get upwards of 70 miles per gallon.
Yeah, so it definitely makes sense. Let's talk, first of all, about those of us that aren't on motorcycles. What should we do to try and keep everybody safe out there?
Sure. Motorcyclists have a smaller profile than most vehicles, so they can be easily hidden in a vehicle's blind spots. I mean, one of the most common things motorists say in a crash is, "I didn't see them." So as a car truck driver, don't rely on your vehicle's anti-collision technology. Take a second look, check your blind spots before you're changing lanes, making turns, or pulling into the road. So actively look for motorcyclists. And then stay focused. You know, that texting can wait. At 65 miles per hour, you can cover a football field in less than 4 seconds. So that one moment of distraction really isn't worth a life. And give riders some space. So motorcyclists can slow down by just rolling off the throttle. That won't activate the brake lights. So again, keeping about 3 to 4 seconds of following distance can really help. Helps you, you know, not inadvertently run into them.
What about for riders? What should people on motorcycles be thinking about when it comes to safety?
For riders, be as visible as possible. So we recommending wear bright or light-colored gear and don't ride in a vehicle's blind spot. When you are riding, though, imagine you're invisible. So this will help you stay alert and aware of what's going on around you. Wear proper gear. So full-face helmets give the best protection. Look for that Department of Transportation sticker. It says DOT on it. That will let you know that it meets federal safety standards. And then riding jackets and pants. So these jacket and pants that are designed for riding they're made of abrasion resistant material. They have armor in them often that helps protect your knees and elbows and other joints. And also make sure you have proper riding gloves and riding boots. So even when it's hot out, I always wear my gear. I like the highly breathable mesh gear. It allows a lot of air to go through, but still offers great protection. And most importantly, if you're new or curious to riding, make sure you take a formal training class. This way you can build your skills and ride with a safety mindset. If you already ride, take a refresher course or an advanced class because they can help you learn life-saving techniques that you can practice while you're on the range, and then you can use it when it counts.
You know, a lot of people might be, interested in riding a motorcycle, haven't done it before, haven't done it in many years, and they might want to try with a friend's bike. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, so your friend might be a great rider, but they're probably not a professional coach, and their bike may be the wrong size for you, so you guys are taking a big risk of damaging it should there be a mishap. The good news is, from May 29th to 31st, professional training sites across the country are offering free opportunities to try riding. These ride day open house events provide the right size motorcycles, helmets and gloves that you can borrow, and they pair you up with a coach to guide you step by step. This is all done in a closed off area, so it's a perfect way to try it out and see if it's the right fit for you. If it is, coaches are available to help talk you through some next steps. So if you want to find these ride day listings, go to the Motorcycle Safety Foundation website, msf-usa.org, click on that Ride Day banner, and check back often because some of these sites will be hosting these events throughout the year.
All right. Very cool. Enjoy the ride. Andrea, thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye.